Okay, is everybody, by a show of hands, has everybody made their phone call to each other with their customized script? All right, so I pressed two volunteers into service, and they are going to call each other to introduce themselves and talk about their particular venue.
It's us from UNLV again. Ring, ring. Hello, Jennifer. This is Kirsten from UNLV Student Union and Event Services. I received notification from Unique Venues that you expressed preliminary interest in holding a movie promotion experience in our outdoor Student Union courtyard. We host a number of outdoor functions each season. I'm so glad you contacted us. Do you have a moment to discuss it further?
Sure. Great.
Of course she does.
Hi, Kirsten. This is Jennifer from the Student Union at UNLV. I received notification from Unique Venues that you expressed preliminary interest in holding a conference here in our new Student Union. We host a number of conferences each year, and I'm glad you contacted us. Do you have a moment to discuss it further?
Absolutely.
All right. Would anyone else like to give it a try? Okay.
Hi, Rita. This is Maggie Baldwin from Historic Gettysburg College. I received notification from Unique Venues that you expressed preliminary interest in holding a leadership retreat in on our beautiful campus in the Lyceum at Pennsylvania Hall or the Historic Majestic Theater. We host a number of corporate events each year, and I'm so glad you've contacted us. Do you have a moment to discuss it further?
That was very nice. Thanks. Anybody else?
Hi, Karen. This is Elizabeth Wilhelm, the conference coordinator at UW-Stout's Memorial Student Center. I received notification from Unique Venues that you expressed preliminary interest holding a youth summer camp in our state-of-the-art meeting rooms that have built-in equipment. We can also offer a sports and fitness center, dorm rooms, and catering as well. We host a number of summer camps each season. I'm so glad you contacted us. Do you have a moment to discuss it further?
Excellent. That was really good. Instantly, in my mind, I started thinking about summer and camps and kids. You really brought me there visually. Anybody else like to volunteer and try their opening statement? Does anyone want to volunteer somebody else? Who has a particularly good one? Anybody? Did you volunteer? Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I saw your hand. Okay. So what you did was you drew people in, and it's you all from Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Right. I was just talking to my friends from Michigan here at this table, and they talked about the number of times that they have picked up the phone to call someone, knew what they were going to say, didn't really have a script, and then sort of stumbled around. We all do it. We all do. And what salespeople know is that they might do that. They're just like everybody else, so they come up with a script so that they sound polished and professional. And more than anything else, when you talk about benefits of your site, what are you selling? I heard someone say experience. Yes, you are confirming for people that you're a professional, but what else are you selling? The benefit. You're selling enthusiasm. I interviewed about a half dozen of you over the phone before I put together the presentation for today. And now this was a business call. You knew I was calling. You knew I wasn't calling you to book the venue. But one of you was so enthusiastic and told me so much about your particular facility. And this was in the Midwest, and I'm in Boston, so naturally I wouldn't be booking it. But I thought, well, how did I go my whole life without having an event there? You know, they were so enthusiastic. I thought, sign me up. I'll come up with something. You know, and I'll fly all my friends out there. So enthusiasm sells. It always does. And what you're doing is you're sounding professional, you're sounding polished, and you're sounding enthusiastic about your work and facility that you're in charge of. And that sells, and I guarantee that it does. It sells, and it sells all the time. So the next, you are not going to reach all of these people live. You know that. I know that. You, in many cases, you're going to be leaving a voicemail, all right? And this is what Anthony Parrinello says about voicemails in his book, Selling to Vito. And this is what Art Sobchak says about a voicemail message. Tony, are you handing out the voicemail exercise number 3? Okay. So now we're in sync. It's like I don't even have to even think to ask. So this is the common mistake that people make with voicemail. And this is what salespeople, really good, effective, high-earning, revenue-producing salespeople know not to do. What you do not do in a voicemail is give the person your contact information and tell them you look forward to hearing from them. Because what a really good salesperson knows is that the amount of times that a person will pick up the phone after they've heard your voicemail and call you back is slim to none. What you're really doing when you do that is you're putting the onus on your customer to call you back. And that usually doesn't work because you need them a little bit more than they need you, so to speak. Because the hard reality is, even though your venue is probably terrific, there are a couple of other places they probably could potentially go, right? So you don't put the onus on them to call you back. Whoops, what did I do there? Hang on, I'll go back here. Okay? So certainly you give them your contact information. Certainly you want them to call you back. But what you say to them is, if I don't hear from you in a few days, I'll give you another call. In other words, all the responsibility rests and stays with you. Here's my name. Here's my number. If you can call me back, great. I look forward to hearing from you. But if I don't, in the interim, I'll give you another call. And what are you saying to someone when you say that? What is the message you're giving them? You're being proactive. It's your job to book them. It's your job to get in touch with them. And if they can contact you, terrific. But they might not be able to, or they might not want to, or there might be another site that they're just slightly more interested in. So you're telling them, in a nice way, I'm not going away. I'll be back, and I'll contact you. So the great thing about a voicemail... No, go ahead.
Do you have another closing other than have a great day? I am so sick of having a great day. My dentist tells me to have a great day. I mean, it's almost an automatic trigger. It's just so overused that, I mean, you don't have to have one. I'm just suggesting, I'm not telling anybody to have a great day. I'm going to script something else because it's like somebody calling me dear after the, you know, hi, dear, this is okay, dear.
Oh, yeah, it just, yeah.
It's irritating.
And a lot of Bostonians do that, and I always think, okay. You know, I think we should all be honest and say that we all know when we have that six-month cleaning scheduled with the dentist, a couple days before it's on our mind, and the day we go is not the greatest day, typically, in the week for most of us. I don't think anybody loves to go to the dentist. You could say something like, I was watching the Today Show today, and I saw that you're having beautiful weather out in your area. I hope you enjoy it. You could say something like, I hope you have a very organized day today, or I hope you get a lot done today. Worse to that effect. You certainly don't always, you know, have to tell them to have a great day. I'm looking forward to chatting with you, looking forward to getting to know you over the phone. Something like that. Okay? So put together a voicemail, and I think we had black with black, red with red, so this time switch it up and black with red. All right? And call someone and leave them your customized voicemail.
Where are you all from?
University of Oregon. I'm
Stacey. Stacey, hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Suzanne. Oops, let me turn this off. Wrong table.
Has everybody had a chance to work with their partner and practice their voicemail? Everybody ready? Okay, we have our table of volunteers over here. They're going to read their voicemail.
Hi, this is Stacy Irvin from University of Oregon. I received notification from Unique Venues that you expressed preliminary interest holding a track and field camp in our worldwide known Hayward Field track facility. We host a number of track and field events each season. I'm really glad you contacted us. Again, this is Stacy from University of Oregon. I can be reached at 541-346-4215. Again, that's 541-346-4215. I look forward to hearing from you, Daphne. I'll call you back on Monday, September 17th, if we have not spoken before then. I'm sending you a brief email as well. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thank you very much. Good job.
All right. Good. Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. Okay. Good morning, Stacy. My name's Daphne Stojakovic, and I'm calling from Loyola University Chicago. I received notification from Unique Venues that you expressed interest in holding a preliminary event. A preliminary corporate event on September 13th from 7 to 9 p.m. at our Water Tower campus in our Bean Ballroom. We host a number of corporate events each season. I'm really glad you contacted us. Again, this is Daphne Stojakovic from Loyola University Chicago. I can be reached at 773-508-8069. Again, that's 773-508-8069. I look forward to hearing back from you, Stacy. I'll call you back on Friday if we don't reach each other. I'm sending you a brief email as well. Thanks and have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot. All right.
Hi, this is Shannon Brills from the University Center in beautiful Missoula, Montana. I received notification from Unique Venues that you expressed preliminary interest in holding a training workshop in our conference center that is equipped with full-service technology. We host a number of training workshops each season, and I'm really glad you contacted us. Again, this is Shannon from the University of Montana University Center. I can be reached at 406-243-4115. Again, that's 406-243-4115. I look forward to hearing from you, Deborah. I'll call back on Thursday if we don't reach each other. I'm sending you a brief email as well. Have a great day.
Hi, Shannon. This is Deborah Whittle calling from the Banff Center in Banff, Alberta, in the inspirational Canadian Rockies. I received a notification from Unique Venues that you expressed preliminary interest in holding an educational conference in our new learning facility, the Kinnear Center. We host a number of educational programs each season. I'm glad you contacted us. Again, this is Deborah from the Banff Center. I could be reached at our toll-free 1-877-760-4595. Again, that's 1-877-760-4595. I look forward to hearing from you, Shannon, and I'll call you back on Friday if we don't reach each other. I'm sending you a brief email as well, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you very much for volunteering. Now, I know that this is new material. Some of the words I've picked may not be words that you would choose to use. It's slightly awkward, but you don't sound like telemarketers. You simply don't. You sound like professionals who manage facilities. You're proud of where you work. They're in interesting places, and you'd like me to give you a call back. And I think that comes through. Real quickly, the word you expressed preliminary interest. What does the word preliminary mean? Why do I have it in there? What am I saying? What happens for the other person when I say you expressed preliminary interest? Exactly.
Trying to close the deal before it's actually happened, and that makes it really opens the conversation. I think.
Yes, it also shows you as a professional who acknowledges you may or may not book your event with us, but we have a really fantastic place to hold it, and I'd sure like to talk to you about it. So in sales, they call words like preliminary weasel words because you don't commit yourself all the way. And that relaxes people. When you say when I say to someone, you know, thank you very much for calling me, I'd love to talk to you about my consulting practice, whether you hire me or someone like me, and that they just instantly relax. It's like, oh, she doesn't think she has this in the bag, and we're just going to have a conversation. And this person may or may not be right for me and what I'm looking for. So people tend to relax, and they tend to open up. And I'm sure I don't need to remind all of you, there's nothing more annoying than someone saying, call me back, 607-484-4047. And then, you know, I have to play it back 3 and 4 times and listen to it and say, oh, I'm sure that's a 7. That is the most annoying thing in the whole world. It's something salespeople practice because we all know our phone numbers really, really well. And my cell phone is 615-285-8040. Okay, great. You know, and you're trying to rush. And there are people I've never called back because I don't have a clue from start to finish what their number is. So it's really important you say your phone number all the time. Say it slowly, and say it twice. Which we're going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about, because that's very important, email and voicemail and how you use it and why you use it and when you use it.
Okay, so you wouldn't say that then?
No.
Okay. All right, thanks.
But it's commonly done, and I'll explain why, and I'll tell you what I want you to do so that you have the very best chance of closing this business. And sending someone a lot of links, sending too much information, sometimes chases them away versus bringing them closer to you. Now, not everybody will call you back. Now, no, that's not shocking anyone, certainly. And how do you handle that? You've left them a voicemail, and now you haven't heard from them. You definitely like their business. You'd like to call them again. What do you say? And in this case, you do a follow-up voicemail. And when you follow up with someone, you want to bring them back to where they were during your first call. So really, the big change in the follow-up voicemail is simply that you remind them of when you last called them, but not in a confrontational or difficult way. And what I coach people when I'm coaching salespeople, when I work with them, you don't need to say, when I called you Monday at 2:02 p.m., that, even if you say it in the nicest way, that says to people, and you didn't call me back, not at 2:05, not at 2:07, you didn't call me back. So the better thing to say is, I gave you a call last week, midweek, or I gave you a call Tuesday morning, something, keep it light, all right? But you want to make your follow-up voicemail distinctly different from your initial voicemail. And the way in which you do that is you remind them of when you called them the last time, but very lightly, keep it casual. Again, the onus is on them. That's a great question. What's the best amount of time in between? 2 and 3 days.
I have a question. After how many attempts before you just leave them alone?
Who asked that? That is a great question, and I'm going to be covering that at the very, very end. It's one of the very last things I'm going to cover for everybody is how you say goodbye to people who are simply not returning your calls, and there is a way you do it. Though the event isn't positive, there's a positive way to do it so you can move on and they can move on. And surprisingly, you actually get a lot of callbacks when you do it this way. Question?
How much is too much of a lag time between the time you receive your email from Shannon until you're actually capable of placing the action on the lead?
The email?
So we get a lead from Shannon.
Oh, okay. All right.
So from the time we received it to the time we're actually able to,
mm-hmm.
You're in the middle of doing thousands of different other things, like servicing your clients immediately.
Yeah.
What's too much window of time to respond?
I'd say if you've let it go longer than a week, I think that's dangerous. You know, I think the other person has probably moved on, or at least is in the very beginning stages of bonding and talking to and dealing with another venue. and they're getting interested. And we will talk about that. I know for a lot of you it's very hectic. You have a lot of other responsibilities, and we'll talk about the best way to call back.
In this day and age with all of the technology and email and everything, do you still believe a phone call is the best way to start?
It's a great question, and when we're done talking about voicemail and email, I'm going to answer that and tell you what I think you should do. But it's an excellent question. It's very valid. There are people who simply do not pick up the phone anymore, and what do you do? And I'm glad you asked because I'm going to be spending some time on that. Do your write up your follow-up voicemail and practice calling each other.
I have another question.
Sure.
Does this work for cold calling as well, or is it just when you already have the lead?
No, you can definitely use all this for a cold call. When you cold call someone, you want to still talk to them specifically about why your venue is of value and of benefit to them and that you'd really like to hear from them. And you could say something along the lines of, I understand that you hold a lot of corporate retreats, which is something we specialize in at our fabulous, newly renovated Reynolds Center. Please give me a call. We'd really like your business. So all of this can be turned into cold calling. Voicemails, emails, the same. And now you have the tools. You can reach out. Yeah, a little bit more, which is nice. Earlier there was a question about how quickly you should contact a lead, and Tony just told me, and I think this is probably really true, you should probably get back to your leads within 24 hours. If you haven't, undoubtedly someone else will. I know when I get a lead, when someone calls me with preliminary interest, I try to get back within the day.
When I look at the leads is really look at what they're asking and if we can do it or not. And decide if it's, because there's some things we don't do year-round scheduling, and I know by size of a group or a date that we're not going to do it. I'll email them back and say, thank you for your interest, but unfortunately we're not able to do that, and then file that as far as business we can't do based on needs. Because don't promise them something, getting them started that you can't fulfill.
I'm sure there are certain events that you just can't handle, certain... Yeah, right. And I would agree. It's just good manners to get back with people on a timely basis. If it's nothing else, forget about sales, forget about everything else. You ready? All right. So this is your follow-up voicemail. You left them a voicemail, you haven't heard from them, and now you're following up. You want to take a break after this?
Okay. Hi, Emily. This is Andy. I'm calling from Georgia State University Conference Services. I gave you a call last week, beginning of the week. You expressed preliminary interest in housing your summer interns with us in our state-of-the-art university commons. I look forward to further discussing this with you when you have a moment. I can reach that 404-413-1993. Again, the number is 404-413-1993, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'll call you back on Friday if we don't reach each other. I'll be sending you an email as well. Have a great day. Bye.
It's turned on. Can you hear me?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, sorry. Oh, go ahead. Why don't we finish with this table, and then we'll. Now I'm overwhelmed with the number of volunteers. I didn't think anybody was going to volunteer. Go ahead. We'll finish this table, and then we'll move over here.
Hello, Andy. This is Emily from the Illinois Institute of Technology. I gave you a call earlier in the week. You expressed preliminary interest in holding a professional seminar in our 800-seat Herman Hall Auditorium. I look forward to discussing this seminar with you when you have a moment to see if it's a good fit for our venue. I can be reached at 312-567-5172. Again, that's 312-567-5172. And I look forward to hearing from you. I'll give you a call back on Friday if we don't reach each other. I'll be sending you an email as well. Have a great day.
Hi, Ms. Brown. This is Danielle Broadwater from the Campus and Conference Centers at IIT, Illinois Institute of Technology in Chicago. I gave you a call last week. I'm following up today to follow up on your expressed interest in holding a preliminary youth summit in our beautiful Herman Hall facility in November. I look forward to discussing your exciting event. When you have a moment, I can be reached at 312-567-5171. Again, that's 312-567-5171. I look forward to hearing from you. I'll call you back if I don't reach you by the end of this week, and I'll be sending you a follow-up email as well. Thank you.
Hi, Danielle. This is Ty Hill from Georgia State University Conference Services. I gave you a call last week, Friday. I wanted to follow up. You expressed preliminary interest in utilizing our university commons, our state-of-the-art residence hall to house your students this summer. I look forward to discussing this with you when you have a moment. I could be reached at 404-413-1996. Again, that number is 404-413-1996. And I look forward to hearing from you, Danielle. I'll call you back on Monday if we don't get a chance to reach each other, and I'll also be sending you an email. Have a good day.
Thank you very much for volunteering. Interesting. All of you sound different than when you placed the original voicemail. Why is that? What's the difference? What do you, you sound a little bit different this time. How do you sound? Not as excited, more relaxed. And I think that's really interesting because that is the way you should sound on that second voicemail. You know, there should be no, I'm really irritated. I've got things to do. But instead you sounded very relaed and professional. You'd called them before. I don't, because I think you haven't spoken to them yet. Okay. And that, again, you're putting pressure on them, you're putting the onus on them, you're saying, you know, buy it now type of thing. And really, you have no relationship yet with that person. Okay. So, no, I wouldn't. Unless they have put in a very specific date, then you might make mention of it, but very casually. I know you're interested in May 15th. We do still have that available. I look forward to speaking to you. Other than that, no, I wouldn't, because you have no relationship with them yet. Okay, and I think we're going to have one more. You were going to volunteer to read yours? Excellent.
Hello. It's not that different. Let's see. Yeah. Hi, Jan. This is Polly Weir from University of Delaware Conference Services. I gave you a call earlier this week. You expressed preliminary interest in holding a religious retreat in our beautiful Verdon Center, which I think would be the perfect venue for this type of event. I look forward to discussing this with you when you have the time. I can be reached at 302-831-3714. Again, that's 302-831-3714. I look forward to speaking with you, Jan. I'll call back at the beginning of next week if we don't reach each other before then. I'll be sending an email as well.
You sounded great. I'm going to critique you on one thing. I hope you don't mind my using you as a guinea pig. They want to have a religious retreat, and you think it would be the perfect place for them to do so because... There you go. There you go. You're right. Don't leave it hanging. It's not because you think it would be a good place for a religious retreat. It's because it is a good place, and this is why. It's not about opinions. It's about we have this to offer you. Right? And I
can't imagine anyone having a religious retreat in a very busy, urban, you know, loud area. It just doesn't make any sense. So you always want to fill in the blank. I don't have someone thinking, I wonder why, you know, so you sounded really good. Using the word beautiful, nobody that I can imagine is going to refer to their venue as dumpy or so-so or are very average looking. So beautiful, and how does that connect to what they want to do? All right, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a corporate retreat, it may be very beautiful. And what does that mean to them? You know, can you describe the word beauty? All right, in terms of what it would mean in holding a venue. And again, this is just bringing the person closer to you, making them want to call you back, talk to you, and potentially, and we hope on down the road, book their venue with you. So I understand from Tony, the master of ceremonies, that we are going to take a quick break.